to begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Thank you again for tuning back in. As always, I'm grateful for the time that you take out of your day to listen to the show and support it. So, big thank you again. To get things started, today my guest is Terrence and Phil. They are the hosts of the Fresh to Deaf podcast. And just a quick little background, I've known Terrence for a few years now. He was the original audio engineer for the Live Locals podcast out of his studio, Animal's Basement, out in Gardena. You know, as that podcast kind of progressed into becoming Social Primate, he was there to kind of, you know, put me back on my feet, to help me start recording the first few episodes. And, you know, since then, I've had the chance to talk to him, hang out, just pretty much vibe with him. And now, as he's starting his venture into podcasting, I get to meet Phil, which is one of his closest friends. You know, we went ahead and talked a little bit about the, you know, fatherhood at a young age, the trial and errors that it comes with in that experience, and, you know, just the way we kind of see things, our perspective on that kind of stuff. But for the most part, the podcast of the show did consist of talking about podcasting, which has basically evolved over the last few years. We went into why the, you know, it's a medium that has helped bring relatable experiences and stories to the masses, you know, because, you know, when you really think about it, we're all kind of in the same boat in regards to the type, the things that we experience, that we feel, that we think, so on and so forth. You know, there's something out there running parallel to our experiences, and in one way or another, we can relate to it. So, you know, that was the basis of the conversation. I hope you guys enjoy it. Feel free to find them on Instagram, Spotify, subscribe, follow them, Fresh to Deaf. Check them out and you won't be disappointed. As for music, today's music is brought to you by Hollow Visions with his song Round Here, featuring Killatech and Viva Mezcal. Now, this song was released maybe like a year or 2 years ago, but it stands it stands that time, man. It's a great song. Outside of this, he has many more songs, so I suggest you check him out on YouTube and Spotify. The same thing with Killatech and Viva Mezcal. I know they have their own music careers going on, so I highly recommend to check them out and show some support. As usual, there's a preview of the song coming up, and if you want to stick around at the end of the episode for the full song, it's going to be playing. So hope you guys enjoy it. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Really talk about it till the figures get figured and we adding them up. And y'all ain't really from round here, nah. Y'all ain't really from round here. We here to make this music, mean this profit. Don't really talk about it till the figures get figured and we adding them up. Yeah, bottom of the totem pole, I'm feeling great. Trying to crack a smile with these pounds upon my shoulders like I'm lifting weights. Hookups with my peoples at that stool round eight. Yeah, beats get cracked like fist to a face at face value. I'm that motherfucker.
My daughter loved that episode, by the way.
She did, for real?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Let the fuck do be.
The flow was good. It kept my attention all the way through. You know what I mean? She was like, great stuff. She was like,
some water tears?
She was like, you dying?
Overnight? Oh, shit.
The
show starts.
Hey, Captain America.
Captain America. Look what you done.
Look what you've done, man.
Here we come to save the motherfucking day.
Oh, damn. Does that sound familiar, doesn't it?
Yes.
What's up, everybody?
The Fresh to Deaf Boys is in the building today.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Social Primate. Today we have Terrence and Phil. What is up? These are the guys from Fresh to Deaf Podcast.
What's up, whole world? Well, thank you for having us, Social Primate. Greatly appreciate the invite. Man, what's good?
What's going on,
Eddie? Hey, this is a fly-ass setup.
Yeah, I mean, this is a whole thank you to Super Audio Network. You got Dre over here in the corner.
Yeah.
People have to
making it happen.
For coughing, man, I was just handed something extremely powerful.
Now you still got that cold he working on. Don't tell nobody the secrets.
That's kind of part of it.
What's
up, guys?
Hey, so what's here, up man? With you, man? How's everybody's day, man?
It's going pretty good for a Tuesday. For Tuesday, yeah. It's pretty good. You know, and it's been a while. It's been a while since probably 2 weeks since I recorded. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's always good to be behind the mic again.
It is, man.
You know, especially Absolutely. When the vibes chill, everybody's just hanging around.
No doubt, man.
You know, for Terrence, I haven't seen this guy in like 2 years or something.
It's been a minute.
You've been under a rock, huh?
I've been under a rock, man. Just trying to.
Yeah, part of that's my fault, I guess.
Yeah, it's his fault. Trying to build a show, trying to put something together, man. And kind of had to lay low for a while. And mm-hmm. now we're here, man, trying a new thing, trying something new.
A new creative endeavor.
Yeah, and that's what we should strive for, right? Change it up every few months, years.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Man, you got to just push forward, man, and see what you can make happen.
Yeah.
And we've been doing that for a long time.
We have, yeah.
Yeah. Together, apart, all that.
Together and apart, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys don't mind, give us a little bit of background in regards to, your guys' where the idea started to jump into the podcasting game.
Well, I'll go ahead and kick this off. And I'm going to take it way back before we actually decided to podcast. Mm-hmm. So Terrence and I met in high school, seniors in high school. I got kicked out of Lakewood High the summer going into my senior year. Mm-hmm. And so I found a new home at Long Beach Jordan High School, Northside High, J-Town.
Is that the one with the panther on the building?
Yes, the big black panther. Yeah. Man, right there. You can see it from the 710 to the 91.
Yeah,
so historical high school there. We met up there. We had our separate groups of friends, but we were into music real tough, real heavy. And we had a music class.
We had a music class taught by Mr. Hayes. Remember him? Mr. Hayes, Alvin Hayes.
So in this class, there's a lot of talented musicians, and we would get together and just jam every morning. Mm-hmm. A great way to start the day, you know what I mean? I met Terrence. He had another half to him, another producing half.
Tubbs. My mic's on. I think my mic cut off.
So, is it on? I hear you. I can hear you loud and clear.
I can hear myself. Maybe it's in my head.
Yeah, it's that the captain's talking to you. It's the captain's talking. And we ain't talking about Morgan.
Back out for Morgan. Captain America.
Yes, sir. Turn a whim to a pimp.
Did it. Yo,
let's get it.
It's taking me a minute to get going.
Hey,
it's all good.
Don't even trip. So, to make a long story longer, we had this music class.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you good.
Terrence used to freestyle on the drum machine, kicking those dope beats. And I had a rap crew, Twaggin' Itchy with Smalls. So, just jamming out, we developed a friendship in high school. But then after high school, we graduated 95. We were just talking about that earlier, too. Like,
as soon as we... class of 95, sorry?
Yeah. Oh, We old heads.
Man, we old heads.
So, yeah, we took a break. We didn't see each other for a couple of years.
We linked back up. Was 2007. We linked back up. He came over to my house. I was over in Gardena at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, throughout the years, we always stayed in contact. We always spoke with one another, text and shit, just see what was good with one another.
Yeah.
But we didn't physically hook back up until 2007. And then,
that's a couple of years, man.
Yeah, a couple of years. And from that point, we didn't see one another until 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But we just spoke throughout the years. And 2015, we hooked back up. He came to the studio, and we've been rocking ever since, man. Mm.
And with all that time, like, in between, we didn't really understand, like, how, we're apart, but how similar our lives are, like, running.
Extremely parallel.
It is crazy. So, I had gotten married to my high school sweetheart pretty early. I was 21 years old. We had our daughter. And at the same time, across town, my man Terrence had a daughter about the same age. Yeah. And neither one of us got blessed with sons.
No sons, just daughters.
Our daughters will bring us our sons.
But not anytime soon, though. I was a young father. I'm not trying to be a young grandfather.
Yeah.
I'm not cool.
at all. Not at all. Cool. We're trying to change the cycle. We're trying to change things up.
I have this a little bit of sidebar. I have this huge infinity towards young fathers, and I was listening to a couple of your episodes, and you had your kid at 21, right?
Yeah, 21.
Yeah, I was 22 when I had my daughter, and
I was 21.
You was 21? Yeah.
Yeah, 21.
So I always have this infinity towards young fathers. Like, I know exactly what you went through, and anybody out there who is a young father, I know that being young, 23, 24, and having that responsibility of
you're
a life.
Not invincible.
Dude, I mean, for sure, it's a test. God. It's a huge test, you know?
It's a real test. Yeah. Everything. I mean, you have to grow up just like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like that.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like an overnight thing. Like, your mentality has to shift. I mean, because you think about it, 21 is like, it's supposed to be like your time in a sense, right?
Exactly.
And at that, you know, you get put in that position, which, you know, a lot of people can call blessings. Other people can call whatever it is they want to call it.
Call it a curse, too. It's or a gift and a curse. It depends on how you take it.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I mean, I tell my daughter all the time, before you were born, 4 years prior to that, I was just in fucking high school.
Can you dig that?
Can you dig that?
Yeah.
Just trying to get her to understand the severity of what I was dealing with, you know?
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, what am I trying to say? It's like people say, you know, it's a child taking care of a child at that point, you know?
Right.
And you're just kind of like lost.
And when I was going through it, I didn't think like that, but in hindsight, I mean, how much shit I did know then? It's amazing that she's 20 now in college. It's amazing that I got her this far. Well, not myself, excuse me, my wife, of course, but just how much shit I didn't know, man.
Right.
Mistakes I made. Just, it's a
fucking
miracle.
If you guys don't mind me asking, what year were you guys born?
77. You're making me feel older. Yeah.
Damn. Okay,
I should have told you that. We're talking about fat.
See, 77 to 90 is what, like 22 years or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. I mean, it's a big difference.
Yeah,
you know,
you're 22. Born in 90, right?
Yeah, 90.
90, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to turn 30, dude, and I'm just 30, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, man, how you feeling now, turning 30? When is your birthday by? What month?
April.
Okay.
In April, yeah. So, two, three months from now. But, I mean, the whole point that I brought that up was, you know, I was 21 when that came up. And now, me being 30, I feel like I'm barely kind of catching up on what it is I kind of missed out on.
Yeah.
You know, because now I have a little bit more freedom. I have a little bit more, like, self-growth in me. Mm-hmm. So, I could kind of, like, come to conclusions or, you know, change my perspective in different things.
So how's your kid now?
He's gonna be 8 in August.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's it's just gonna get better and better, you know. As they're, you know, a little more responsible now, they're you know, they can stay to themselves little bit, you know, and it's just gonna get easier for you. It's gonna be dope. My youngest kid is 16 now, so I'm feeling like I'm almost like totally free. Oh my God.
Here's
like
a question for you.
Me and wifey can go on tour.
Do you consider like your kids grown now?
My oldest, she's grown as shit. Cause I remember what I was at that age. I mean, she's 20 years old.
So at this point, your parenting style is hands off. She's your job.
No. No, I'm not hands off, and she still lives with me.
Okay,
so I'm definitely gonna give her insight whenever I can, and you know, try to shorten her path. That's my job. If I can tell her, you know, you don't want to get started on this without doing A, B, and C first. You know, I'd be an asshole if I didn't give her those tools. So I give her whatever I can whenever I can give it. But then at the same time, I understand that there's a lot of shit she wants to figure out on her own. You do have to kind of scale things back, let her make her own decisions, because then she'll think you're a helicopter parent.
You don't want to do that.
And then it just pushes them to do more of what they shouldn't be doing. So, and she's probably listening to this right now. So, what's up, Ashanti Aaliyah? What's good?
Quick point there is like, you know, being a younger parent, you know, so she's, the oldest is 20, you said, right?
Yeah, the oldest is 20, my youngest is 16.
So you can take, well, both, all three of us, in a sense, can still kind of think about how we were in our youth, right? So it's still fresher in our minds than being a grown-ass man, you know, and having young kids.
Yeah.
So do you think that has changed in the style that you approach your parenting? Like, try not to be, I don't know how your parents were, but my parents are pretty strict.
That definitely plays a major part in my parenting style. Like, because, not too much has changed since I was that age. It's not that big of an age gap.
Not really.
So I can tell her exactly, like, He gonna try to get you drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after he try to get you drunk, he gonna try to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
And just don't do nothing on camera. No, the homies can't hit it.
At this age,
I don't care if you think they're your brother.
Yeah. None of that shit. At this age, my daughter, we have extremely honest conversations mm-hmm. about guys, about just anything. Anything that I think she may deal with in the future, I try mm-hmm. to hip her to that as soon as I can. So we talk about the guys. We talk about guys trying to take advantage of her. Don't leave your drinks. You go out, you know, make sure.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers that put shit in your drinks.
Yeah,
right. Motherfucker tell you anything.
Yeah, dudes can be fucking weird, man.
Slimy, yeah, 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 grimy. Of course. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and they don't have your best interests at heart.
You are a young woman. You're going to have guys my age mm-hmm. looking at you in a sexual type way.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a crazy nutty world we live
in. Right. What's that Little Red Riding Hood and that fucking wolf? It's a lot of wolves out there.
A lot of wolves. Out there. Yeah.
A lot of wolves. Yeah, there was I don't want to mention who the story was, but there was a story I heard from a friend. That she was at a bar somewhere in downtown, probably like last year, and her friend were having drinks on their own, and they turned around and they saw this guy like looking at them, and he had his phone out and he looked kind of like he was fucking, kind of you know when you're trying to fake a photo,
yeah,
but you know you're taking a photo,
yeah,
and so they knew, and I guess he got close to them and he started taking pictures of their feet, and they were like, what the fuck, and they called it security. He had a foot fetish, man. The security guy came and was like, hey. Give me your phone. He took the phone and he had a bunch of pictures of feet. And they fucking the guy started fighting in. They kicked him out. But it, you know, I will. You know, you're being harassed. You know.
Yeah.
You know, but dude, it's like, what the fuck, fucking weirdos.
That's some weird shit.
I mean, look, sometimes the feet is good, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
But no, don't be a freak. Don't be a freak like that.
Hey, my daughter actually came to me on some foot fetish shit. Like, hey, I got pretty feet. Like, you think I could slang pictures of my feet?
That's a. I wouldn't know how to answer or would want to answer.
I'm like,
that
is that a gateway? Like, is this a gateway thing?
Or slang your toes on Instagram. This
a gateway hustle. Next thing you know, I love ankles.
I know.
What the fuck is that?
The cap stops. Yeah, yeah. This is a conversation for your mother. She's over there.
She's over there.
Yeah.
Well, going man. Like making a way U-turn back over here.
Yeah, let's get back to it. So this is kind of the thing. Like, you know what I mean? We grew up. We were creative.
Yeah.
We kept in touch over the years. And then once 2015 hit, I was pretty much invited over to Annabelle's. Mm. And I came hang out at Annabelle's. We just chilling. We're two older dudes. Mm-hmm. You know, we both got like little hobbies on the side of things that we do. Mm-hmm. And we decided to make sure like we chill and hang out with each other like in our spare time on Sundays. We're just older married men giving ourselves an outlet.
Yeah.
So, you know, to keep us on a straight and narrow path, make sure we got something to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, idle mind is the devil's playground. So
devil's playground, major, yeah.
So, yeah, as we started spending more and more time together, just talking, getting caught up, seeing where, you know, those parallel paths have taken us,
mm-hmm.
we just decided, hey, you know what? Terrence was already telling me that he had this interest in his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, that's dope as fuck. And then one day he just asked me like, hey, why don't you try to get down with me?
We was in the studio and he was talking. I'm just listening to him talk. I'm not even mm-hmm. listening to what he's saying. I'm just listening to the tone of his voice. I'm like,
let me just drown me out and shit.
Yeah. I don't care what he's talking about.
It's like that I'm like, voice though.
Okay, okay. Because I've been wanting to do a podcast for the longest.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I told you that. Yeah. But I didn't know about what. I knew something hip hop, but I didn't want to like do rap music, nothing like that. Something more in depth. Like I was a huge Joe Rogan fan, you know. So I didn't know what. I didn't know what. And as he was talking, and you know, we was rekindling in our friendship, it started just come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing. It wasn't really planned. You know, the podcast itself was planned, but. What it's about, it wasn't planned.
It's just like turn the mics on and let's just see what happens.
It's real as fuck because our show is rekindling on our friendship. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
Damn.
Like this moment right here mm-hmm. is another thing that us as friends we can talk about when we're old men. Even though we're on here, we're on your show and promoting our show. This is some friendship shit.
Yeah, it's just building moments and shit.
That's all we're doing.
No, yeah, I guess
that's
all
we're doing. That's it.
That's all we're doing.
No, so, that's good.
Documenting that.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, I think that's an important part too, because you know, once you're older, you already have these different mediums that you can go back to listen to these thoughts and conversations. You know,
right? And then these conversations, other people experiencing similar things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we grew up in 90s hip hop era, you know what I'm saying, where people was extremely vicious and all that shit. So we know that we're probably not going to reach like a bunch of 20-year-olds. Well, we think. We really don't know. But from what we think, you know, our primary demographic is going to, you know, probably be in the area from 30 to 50.
That's what I'm
maybe
thinking,
even a little bit past 50. So we're not afraid to talk about the type of shit that we go through on a regular basis and share our experiences. Because, hey, you know, we're all just here to learn from each other.
There's value in sharing your story, I think.
Yeah.
It may be hard to open up, but it's value. I mean, whatever you're going through, there's mad people out there who's going through the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they're kind of, in a way, kind of waiting for those conversations to come up in their
I just know how many podcasts I have listened to and heard shit that's helped me, you know, give me a suggestion on a book to read or another podcast or a documentary. And so I would hope that's the kind of value that people will get from our show.
I get on the show and just be like, yo, y'all getting to the age where y'all need to go get y'all prostate checked.
Oh my god.
talk about it. Hey, yeah, for sure, man.
Oh my god.
Hey, cancer is a motherfucker. It's a very ugly thing, you know what I mean? I ain't ready. Pineapples.
Like I always say, I'm like, yo, is that where we're at, man?
Man, we getting there, man. We getting there. But we still young, still fresh. But shit, this is just things that people our age group go through. So
I guess we got to talk about it. Yeah, we want to be real, which we are. We got to talk about everything.
Yeah.
And make that shit fresh and fly. And that's, you know, that's another premise of Fresh to Death, that growing older and being mature, that's fresh as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can still be a fly dude, but be mature and be about your shit, be about your business, be a great father, be a great husband.
That's fresh. What's fresh.
Yeah.
When you handle your fucking business, that's
we
fresh.
Have to get away from glorifying the D-boys on the block and the gangsters. We got those in respect to those.
That's not fresh.
Well, that's at least not, you know, that's not the only thing that's fresh.
Yeah.
And what's fly as fuck is a motherfucker getting up going to work every day. What's harder than that? That ain't no dope dealer in this world harder than a motherfucker getting up, fighting traffic, going to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming home and putting in more work for himself so he could be prosperous later on.
Yeah.
So,
that's... Yeah, man, that takes for sure dedication. Yeah, it takes consistency.
That's rough as hell, yeah.
Right.
Harder than any D-boy on the blocks.
I never got a check hanging in the hood.
No.
I didn't put in mad hours hanging in the hood. Paid to the order of Big Phil, a.k.a. Northside-ish. Nope. Can't get no check for that.
Nah, man.
But I can pull up in the hood in a nice little whip that, you know, I worked hard for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I got a place where I can lay my head and all of that. So that's definitely fresh shit.
So that's something, you know, we hope that that's coming across on our show and everything we do.
Dude, now that's cool. I mean, I've only known Terrence here, you know, for a few years out of the two. You haven't seen him.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, like you mentioned, like you've talked about jumping into the idea of doing a podcast, trying to figure out what it was going to be about. And then, like you said, you go MIA for a while, and it's like, damn, you know, you don't hear from him, and it's like you kind of appear out of nowhere, and then you already have like this fucking like platform that's being built, and you're working on it every day, and then co-hosting each other,
and it's gonna grow
you
from
did
that.
The logo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That was like 4 years ago or something.
Fuck, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Not quite.
Or maybe
I remember
less, right?
The old age. Remember the old age?
Oh yeah, when you guys like change up the age, and I was like, all right, cool.
At least 2017. We've been planning this shit for 2 years since 2017.
Okay.
That's when we said, okay, let's do one.
Oh, that makes sense. That's when you went. Yeah, and I was like, where are tents going?
Yeah, we got a lot of demo episodes.
Yeah.
There were points where we were just like, you know, not quite sure. Mm-hmm. You know, where are we going with this? How does this work? You know, but when you do something so many times, it just becomes second nature, so
yeah,
it just flows nowadays.
So does Live Locals still exist?
Live Locals is right now, as of right now, it's I don't know, it's somewhere, man. Mm-hmm. It's like Bigfoot.
But so is this Social Primate? That's your podcast exclusively?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, okay. That's just me by myself. Live Locals. Yeah, I mean that's when we started recording with you.
Yeah.
I think I found you on Craigslist. And I was like, hey, I need a space. Yeah. And then we met up and the place looks kind of shady outside. Yeah. I was like, where am I going, man? It was wrong. It's the hood studio. Yeah. And then I walk in, I was like, damn, it's a nice little cozy. Like, it felt homey. Like,
yeah,
it felt,
I have a big facility. Yeah. It's a small room, but I tried to make it as, you know, I tried to create a vibe.
Yeah.
So I hope I did.
No, dude, you did. It was great. You know, while it lasted, it was awesome. You know, never, no regrets there.
That damn lava lamp.
Yeah, set the mood. Yeah, it was just a good place to have a conversation, you know, like to sit down and kind of get lost that you were in some like little studio.
Right, you forget. You just, you could definitely be free in Annabelle's. It was really dope, yo.
That's my intent.
It's a good spot.
I never heard this before, but that's what my intent.
Yeah.
The creative vibe in there.
Yeah, you just get comfortable and then all of a sudden look up. You can spend like 8 hours in that bitch. Like.
Yeah, you wake up like, I mean, you get out like everything's bright. Yeah, but I mean, just to answer the question, it's Live Locals hasn't been recording for a while, but you know, I've listened to those conversations, those first ones when I first started doing podcasting, and it sounds, oh man, I'm a little embarrassed sometimes, you know, just that like the stuttering and the repeating,
everything,
like, the long pauses, and it's like, damn,
yeah.
But you get like you said,
you grow into it, and it becomes smoother and easier.
Yeah. This is a definite craft. This is an art, and so. I'm learning a new craft. I'm a creative person, so this is why the fuck we're doing it. Something to be creative, but podcasting in itself is its own art form, and it's something to be taken seriously. And for so sure. We're definitely working to try to get better and better at this shit. And so I hear your show, and you definitely have improved, man. I'm like, yo, he's good.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I do try, man. I get stoned sometimes, and I'm just like,
well, oh, that's how y'all be going so deep on that motherfucker.
That's probably why. Just giving the secret away, man.
I'm like, damn.
Nah, but I mean, for the most part, you know, it's evolved, and you know, which is why I'm glad, like, that I see that you're coming up and you're doing your thing now.
Yeah, man.
Because you know, I know there's a lot of people that talk about and saying that there's like a. Podcasting kind of has, you know, it blew up like a few years ago, and it's been just going, it's been booming, so it's becoming a little oversaturated, so you know, it's getting harder.
Is that
harder.
A bad or a good thing? No,
that's what I want to.
I still don't think it's a good thing. I still don't think it hit critically mass yet, though, because there's still a lot of people I talk to who don't listen to podcasts, still don't really know what a podcast is.
Right.
I think we're into it. We maybe in like a little bubble, kind of a little, you know.
I believe we're so early in the game. A lot of people really not tapping into it just yet. And I just see a lot more people in the future starting to really want to jump into this platform and do things. So I don't think it's saturated at all. I think there's plenty of room, plenty of space.
Damn, that's a lot of content that you're going to be. I mean, just in general, like the amount of content that's being produced. Like, it gives you the same sense that there is people who just want to express themselves, man. Yeah, like, who just want to be heard and give their input or give a platform for others.
Yeah, it's therapeutic and it's educational. So it's so much to gain from podcasting. Yeah, that's why I see it growing. I don't see it stopping no time soon.
Yeah, there's a site called Luminary.
Yeah, Luminary, yeah.
I think, I mean, they're the ones who have been... I don't know. I haven't really heard or read into the service, but I know they're just basically like a subscription based, where you pay a certain amount.
They have their own like kind of original content they're producing.
Something like that.
Because I know the Netflix of podcasting, basically.
Yeah, which I think is kind of what to really think of it.
I don't either. You know,
it's like
I'm down.
I don't know. Like
it sounds like money to me.
For sure, yeah. But I mean, getting people to pay for your podcast already sounds like I don't think anybody will pay to listen to the Social Primate at this point.
I don't know. Not saying we're first. Not at this point.
Why not?
And
why not?
Man,
I mean,
I think people maybe that's just, become too accustomed to podcasts being free, myself included. I don't think there's much value in people paying for an actual podcast.
No, you're right, though. You guys
create great content and then.
Advertising
and other things will come along.
That's what's the that's what's.
But I think
pay.
The content should still remain free.
$3.99
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there is a cost, as you know, to operate you know, all this.
You got
to
do the mid rolls, like subscribe to Anchor.fm.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm not buying it. I'm not at that point where I'm going to pay for a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
When I know I can get content, high quality content.
For free.
For free. Somewhere else, yeah. You know?
Somewhere else.
But yeah. I guess once they start jumping into that, like let's say Joe Rogan jumps into Luminary.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'll probably maybe drop the money, you know? But again, that's.
How much would you drop though?
I mean, I think the service is like $6. It's not a lot, you know? Okay. But. The idea of it is like you're already buying into the industry. You're already making it available for other companies to come and make platforms. And next thing you know, it's like Netflix and fucking Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And then you have all of them because they have each exclusive content, and you're paying the same thing as cable. That's
inevitable because, as you know, the ABCs, all the big networks, they're into podcasting now in some shape or form. Spotify is making a big push. I think that. They did something with Gimlet Media or something like that. So money is being thrown around. So people at the top, they do see the value in this kind of content, you know. Yeah. We have to see.
Yeah.
We have to see, man.
The flag is planted.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you, as long as you're consistent, because I know I've seen podcasts that, you know, it's understandable you don't have time because you're based on your, like, individual schedule.
Yeah.
So they don't record for, like, months, and then they come up with a new episode.
Right.
And then you kind of have to, like, start the ball rolling again.
Yeah. Right. They get forgotten about.
And they get They get forgotten about, and then something new comes out.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of them fall off after about 7 to 10 episodes. You never see them again.
Yeah, you definitely got to try to be consistent as possible.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's for you, everybody, Fresh to Death podcast.
Yeah, Fresh to Death, season one. Go check us out.
Fresh to Death.
Yeah, dude, it's a cool concept, bro.
Now, our season is going to run typically from about October to March.
Yeah.
And that's kind of based around us, you know, based around our birthdays,
actually.
Based
on our birthdays, yeah. We launch on his birthday, which is in October. And in March, which is my birthday.
And then we take our little break, you know, gather ourselves, get ready for the next season.
Regroup. See what we can do better, regroup, you know.
Right.
And try it again. But, yeah, we love to do it. You know, we love that we're doing it. And,
yeah,
we're definitely going to keep on doing it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's dope because, you know, we get to talk at this point. We get to talk directly to the people that grew up in our neighborhoods because, you know, everybody's not on Fresh to Death just yet.
No.
But, you know, with us starting to market it, with us starting to advertise, of course, our friends and family are jumping on. So it's just great things that we can do around, great words we could put out, you know, to help the people that we grew up with, encourage them, maybe enlighten them up on something and just try to bring people together again, you know. So that's one thing that we do there with Fresh to Death. One of my concepts too, like we grew up with a lot of gangbangers in our neighborhood.
Yeah. Long Beach, so, you know, Crip neighborhood.
Yeah. So I like to grab certain drops from just the neighborhood cats. Mm-hmm. Not so much drops from, you know, your celebrities and things like that. It's not radio, but I'm getting drops from, you know, the OG homie from the local hood. Like, go ahead and say, what's up, Fresh to Death? So you'll have the homies on there talking. And that's just kind of how we get their attention and get their ear.
Yeah. Make sure that everything is still connected in the neighborhood to build bridges. You know, there's some people in our neighborhood that may have some old beefs. And we just want to just dead
life,
all that. You know.
Yeah, life is bigger than that. We got to move Much past all that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got to, each one got to teach one, help each other. And just get to the next level.
It's okay to grow up.
Yeah.
It's okay to grow up, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the idea of that change, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would assume that's what that's kind of related to.
Mm-hmm.
Name, I mean, this place is magical, man. It's like I stepped into a different universe stepping here, man. I have to comment. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, right, well, what do you consider it, Dre? Elvis Studio?
Well, yeah, the studio's named Elvis Studios.
Elvis Studio.
Elvis, how did we get that? How did we come up with that name?
Oh, it's named after my homie. He died of cancer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't get to see the studio, so I named it after him. No, I know it's a sad story. That's what I'm telling
you. Yeah, you should tell it.
Yeah.
Tell it. If that's the name, tell it. Yeah.
But everybody says it's like stepping in my brain.
No doubt.
Stepping in my brain.
I love it, man.
Or on drugs.
So, okay, obviously you guys are big Rogan fans.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of Rogan vibe. Oh, so are you the Jamie?
Jamie. Yeah, he's a Jamie of like all the shows.
All the shows, huh?
Yeah, every 10 shows.
Damn, okay. You in it, okay. So what like what's the end game for Pac? Are you just doing it to be creative, or are you trying to grow something? Like, what do you envision? What are you working towards?
It's just, if you fun. Don't mind me asking. It's just fun. Uh-huh. It's just like I love to do it, and I have ways of doing it, and yeah. I know other people want to try it, so I have resources. I like to help and share them.
Yeah,
it's a creative outlet.
Yeah, definitely. And
it's fun. That's why I try to keep it fun and all that. But I know people take it serious and professional and all that stuff, and I try to be professional too, but I'm not good with
that. It has to be fun though. Yeah.
That's my whole take on it too. Like, I just want to have a fucking blast.
Yeah,
it has to be fun. And I hope that the people rock with me. Just want to have fun. Yeah.
If you come here and you didn't have fun, I feel bad. So I do something to make it fun. Yeah. So that's what all of this
is. Hey, if you can't have fun in here, something wrong with you.
Something wrong with you. Yeah.
How did you two hook up?
Well, Live Locals podcast too, when we were still doing that, I think, through Fix. Yeah. Some, he's a rapper too. Dark Ghost Fix. Mm-hmm. I think we had him on my show on Live Local show.
The highs kicking in.
Yeah, the highest kick. Yeah. Oh, for you?
Yeah, not for me. Yeah.
Oh, oh fuck.
So Captain America. So we might be to another level. I feel it kicking in. So if this is like the Rogan show, if I got to take a piss, I can just leave. We live on the air. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. No doubt.
You can walk out. You don't gotta wait. But yeah, for the most part,
watch that damn dog.
Hannah,
my man, do not mess with your dog.
She grew to me, man. I love that dog.
Yeah, I was just petting her before I walked
if
in.
If you just let her smell you, then she won't bug you no more. But
don't mess with him. I got two at home. He won't go in the backyard.
Hey,
it's fine.
She looked like a
big dog. I'm not mad.
Man, yeah, she looked like a dire wolf.
She's big, man. She's sick ass wolf.
She looked like a dire wolf out there, man. I'm cool.
Yeah, so we just hooked up. We had him.
We connected the show.
Pineapples. No homo.
I don't play that pause game. You guys play the pause game? Pause. Yeah, we hooked up.
It's
2020. No judgment.
Oh yeah, we're not making jokes. We don't condemn those types of behaviors here.
No.
But yeah, we hooked up. It was great. And now, you know, we at some point, once I jumped into Social Primate,
yeah.
You know, we got in contact again.
Yeah.
You know, we continued doing the show, and yeah, man, I've been here since then. So
it's dope, man.
It's pretty cool, man. No, I like it. You know, I've always enjoyed the
his
services. No pun intended.
Oh my god.
But no, I'm for real. His services are great.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyways, point is, you know, I still love doing it. You know,
does he service everybody in this room?
Hey, what?
Hey, whoa. I can step out at any time, right?
You have to watch right now.
Damn.
Everybody's like,
I'll watch right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Wait, let's see. How much? What time is? What time do I? Is this 8:30 or?
Oh shit! The clock's up. It's good. Let me fix that.
Just to double check. Just to.
There you go.
Also, 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, with the time that we have left, I want to jump into some random stuff here.
Okay.
You got shut out from Angel Ramos. He said, "Shut out."
Oh damn, Angel from the Live Locals, dude.
Remember? No doubt. Angel, yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, I remember him. Peace.
Man, he's probably watching us.
My guys, yeah.
But yeah, man, so, I mean, you know, the whole conversation has grown since then. You know, I just like the people aspect of it, and I think it's been great just meeting new people, learning different perspectives, and even teaching me how to kind of question my own my views on things.
Absolutely,
you know? It's for sure, it's rewarding. At the end of the day, like, whatever it is that happened with any conversation that I've had, I feel like I've gotten more understanding of, you know, air quotes, the human level. And it's like, you know, it's just a new growth for me. You know, and I feel like
podcasts have definitely helped me to expand my point of view on things. Just from political shit to really enlightening my whole point of view on the whole gay and LGBTQ movement, you know. I was so uninformed. Not like I'm super informed now, but just listening to all these different points of views, it just helps me see their community in a whole different life. I have just a deeper understanding for them, and I don't understand why anyone could be against anyone from who lives a different kind of lifestyle. You know, no matter gay or straight or what any kind of ethnicity you are, just I don't know. I just don't understand. Just from a human level, just I wish we can all just kind of connect and just, because we all have a spirit going on. Now I know this is part of the weed talking too. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The high's kicking it. So, but just podcast just helped broaden my mind on shit, man.
Dope. Yeah.
Did you get it? Are you like an avid listener of like
podcasts? No, I'm still. You know what? I grew up rapping, right? Mm-hmm. I'm an MC.
Check this. Sorry.
So in the podcasting world, yeah, I probably should listen to more podcasts. I have a few, like two or three that I might go to, but I haven't really like ventured down the rabbit hole too much. One thing is because I'm still developing myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get influenced by anybody else's podcast. So I really don't listen to a lot of podcasts. Mm. I mean, before coming here, I listened to a few episodes of yours. I listened to Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to them. Let me see here. Sorry, I can't even think of the other ones.
Message on. I got to take care of. But yeah, go ahead. Go for it, man.
I can't even really think of anybody else off the top. But yeah, I try to limit the podcast that I consume at the moment. Just because I know I'm young in this game and I'm starting out, and I don't want to be accused of taking nobody's style or their formats, man, or anything like that. Like, it's just I give you me, period.
I listen to almost more podcasts than I do music.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I love and I make music, but
now, do you listen to podcasts for information or for entertainment or for just?
At this point, it'd be more entertainment with a little bit of like education behind it, depending upon. Like I said, I don't listen to a lot of different podcasts. So the ones that I'm listening to right now is kind of like entertainment / hip hop.
Yeah,
that's my thing. That's what I'm into.
Entertainment is being entertained. Period. For me, it's last on my list. I need to be engaged.
There's silly podcasts where I just listen to our comedians.
But even the comedic shit, I need some substance. Something. You know,
I can listen to just silly mayhem.
Yeah. I like stories, man. I like listening and hearing people's experiences, man. Okay. Like my boy had put me up on it. I hate to say it. I'm gonna just go ahead and put it out there, but it was a podcast of porn stars, man, and they was like the old 19, like the 90s ones, like that girl, like the Janet Jackme, you know, he'd be like, tell a story like, man, I brought her on, I put her on, that was just my girlfriend, and we just flipped her, and then she just, like, oh my God. It's really crazy, but, you know, it'd be like, Julius St. Jocks and all of them, like old school dudes, Mr. Marcus, telling their story on podcasts. That's entertaining as fuck.
What do you primarily listen to podcasts for?
Oh, the drink?
Yeah.
Whatever he's wearing. It's because I just had somebody like
go ahead.
For some reason here. But I mean, just to, while Dre's doing that real quick. Yeah, I mean, I've been nonstop listening to Joe Rogan, man. I've been listening to, what's this other guy's name?
You stopped listening?
No, I started. I've started listening to him again because for a while he was kind of slowing down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's picked up steam since then. But there was a guy, Russell, what the fuck is his name?
Russell Brand?
Russell Brand. Dude, that guy's been, I like his conversations.
I checked out a couple, He did one with Jordan Peterson, I think.
Yeah,
Jordan
Peterson? I think he did one with...
I could be wrong. Someone of...
Yeah.
Someone of that set. Someone like him. But yeah, his shit is pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's interesting. He talks more about like spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's just really interesting.
You would never think he's that kind of guy.
Especially,
I think he did like a mushroom trip or something.
I think that guy's been doing bunch of mushroom trips.
Wow.
It definitely changes your point of view on shit.
No, it's funny because I think just a few days ago they arrested some people from some fucking like white power shit. It's called the base arrest, DMT. Let me see, because they had a bunch of they were making DMT. So this neo-Nazi group, I think based off of Virginia, they were gonna go to that this rally, right? I think that happened for like a gun rally for, I think, what is it, First Amendment? Is that the gun right?
Second
Amendment, yeah. And they have this group, basically they were gonna hold some kind of attack that they were setting up, but they got diverted with the FBI diverted them, and they were allegedly trying to make DMT. For what reason, I don't think they've released that reason yet. But, okay, like, you would think DMT will be, like, the drug that's going to fucking... It's just going to fuck you up and take you to a new world, man.
Right.
Give you a whole new perspective on things.
Right.
And I just think it's kind of funny that they will assume that would... I don't know, what was their point? Like, try to trick people into thinking that their neo-Nazi views were legit. I don't know, man. Like, to me, that doesn't make any sense.
You gotta sell it somehow.
And exactly how I give them just some fake ass shit, placebo effect.
Get them high as fuck, they will come, huh? Just yeah, try to bring them in anyway.
Yeah, these guys, I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about this kind of stuff. It's
pretty disgusting. Yeah. But shit, if they got a podcast, I need to probably tune in, listen, see what they're talking saying? About.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, if the information is there, let's get it. And I don't have to attend a rally? Cool.
Watch it from afar? Yeah, it's true. Make them go viral in that sense.
Oh, that sucks.
No, but I think, I don't know, man. I think it's crazy. And, like, I don't know if you saw the news footage of that a few days ago. I think it was just yesterday. There was also streets filled with people in, like, their super, let's see, Virginia. Where is it? Virginia rally. Gun capital. Just keywords here. Yeah, so let me, I shouldn't have a problem loading one of these, right, Dre? Okay. Let's see. So we got Virginia gun rights rally concludes peacefully despite earlier fears of extreme violence.
That might have concluded peacefully, but
fuck this.
I guarantee they keep having these.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that they've been having pretty often, you know. I think the whole reason that it became a big deal was because that the base group, the neo-Nazi group, was to show up there and kind of like, I don't know, hold attacks. It's all still kind of vague. Oh, it's still muted. Fuck. Let's see. He's going to show some clip. But then he was loaded with, like, assault rifles. You know, like, it's in every right for them to be able to do that, you know?
But yeah, sure. Your amendment right, you know? Your constitutional right. Bear arms, but...
And with this legislature.
Yeah, people however, just taking a little too far
the
nowadays.
People voted this group of folks in who are now in control.
But that's what we do with everything. We push the limits.
Yeah, for sure. That's why everybody right now is kind of like up in the air with a bunch of issues.
Mm-hmm.
We went so far so one way.
Oh, wait. Richmond has usurped the Constitution of the United States. All we want to do is to be able to defend ourselves, you know, not only from, you know, violent criminals, but from a government that would usurp the Constitution.
Violent criminals do you think he's talking about? Let's talk about it. What violent criminals is he referring to? They're in Virginia, right?
Yeah. They're in Virginia.
Mexicans. Right. Is there a large Mexican population in Virginia?
Everywhere. So with all this war shit going on, you guys think it'd be a World War III?
I think you're pretty.
There'll absolutely be a World War III. I just don't know.
Absolutely?
Absolutely. You had World War I and II.
You said in the
Why wouldn't you follow?
Oh, okay. Wait, okay, yeah.
You put a timeline on it. Put a timeline on it.
But I'm saying sooner, though.
Nah, not sooner. But it's going to happen. I mean, you got a bunch of idiots with big weapons, man. That's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Somebody going to pop off.
So in the next 20 years, what does war even look like?
Damn, it's going to be some Terminator shit, man.
Yeah, it's gonna, like more like video game type shit.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, they moved to drones, so they're trying to disconnect the whole
human aspect of it. Right.
But I know they've been funding like some exoskeletons for the military too, you know, to help them carry their packs and shit, make them more mobile.
Robotics.
Yeah, so like robotics. Yeah, so I would think at some point they're going to merge.
Nuts.
So shit is the Matrix. For real. It's the Matrix.
Pretty much.
Demolition Man. Yeah. That's live in the flesh.
Shit.
What's real? What's real, man?
Cooper? Yeah, man. I don't know. That's how I would sense that things are heading towards. I mean, everybody talks about it too, you know? But for the most part, I think it's just going to be like augmented version of your human body.
Yeah.
You know, or I think they're going to start a program where people who've lost their eyesight in war, they're going to put like some robotic, like a robot eye that has like this fucking interface, kind of like Iron Man.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to like process things different, but it's only supposed to be used in the battlefield. So they won't allow you to take it home and like fucking wear while you're.
You know, there'll be some, as soon as they approve something like that, there'll be changes to the stipulations that are involved with that. You'll be able to get one as a civilian. Next thing you know, people will be giving their eyes up to get that robotic eye. Right.
Wow.
I with no flaws? I mean, I can't even pass the fucking eye chart at the DMV nowadays. I pay for that robotic shit. I see through your soul. Like, literally. Like, I see through your body right now. Like
the contact with the screen in it now. Augmented
reality.
You seen that?
Which one?
Man.
Is that what Google has?
What? Now they did.
It's not Google. Is that, I think they showed it. I think it's
contact?
Like, it's contact.
Google had the glasses Google? At first. That was kind of the first phase of it.
Yeah, that was Google glasses, yeah.
But what's the company?
But I know they way past that shit now, probably.
Contact. Hell yeah. Give me that Terminator eye, man. Give me them.
But will you wear it even if it didn't look like a human eye? It was all just like.
Yep. Yeah.
Really? Metallic?
Yeah. Because guess what? I'm about to be on some real nigga shit right now. You walk in, you're the only dude walk in with that metallic eye.
What you saying? All the ladies gonna get you out?
I'll be back.
Don't make me wink at you, baby.
it's not there yet.
Looks good.
But that actually kind of looks like a natural eye, though.
That did.
Oh, it's like a display.
Yeah.
A screen inside the eye.
Yeah, but it's still connected to a strip, though. They haven't got it wireless.
Oh, so it's like a strip that hangs outside?
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of weird.
Man. Yeah.
That might be possible. You wear a helmet, put it in your eye, and just load up.
That'd be pretty cool.
Fucking right. Change the flash, homie.
Fuck.
We live in the future, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, the technology is already being worked on. It's just a matter of
it's not accessible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As soon as it starts trickling down to the public, we're going to start seeing Phil here with a robotic eye.
Man, chilling.
Terminator style.
Robotic eye with a Guinness.
Fine. Well, before we start wrapping this up, guys, if people want to find the podcast, where can they contact you guys? Where can they find you on social media?
You can find a podcast all streaming platforms. Anywhere you can find podcasts, we're there. As far as what's our social media?
Hey, you the one who all social media platforms. Go ahead, give it to them.
I am SP Fresh across all social media platforms. Fresh to Death Podcast on all social media platforms.
You
as
can
well.
Find me on Instagram, Big Phil, aka Northside Itchy. I think it's some underscores in there too, like Big _ Phil _ Northside Itchy. You'll get me. But yeah, you can check us out, Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on all
anywhere.
Those platforms.
Anywhere that you can get them. We're there.
Exactly.
Fresh to Death. TWODEAF.
That's what's most important.
That's what's most important, yeah.
TWODEAF.
Not TOO, people.
Not TOO, TWODEAF.
Right. Man, thank you guys again for coming out, man. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us, Eddie.
Thanks, Darius. I hope it's not too long before we see each other again.
Absolutely not.
Same with you, Phil.
Absolutely.
It was nice meeting you.
Very nice meeting you, brother.
Thanks, man. Everybody, to see you guys next time.
Thank you. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you for having us. Dope.
Really talk about it till the figures get figured and we getting them up. And y'all ain't really from round here, nah. Y'all ain't really from round here. We here to make this music, ain't this profit, don't really talk about it till the figures get figured and we getting them up. Yeah, bottom of the totem pole, I'm feeling great. Trying to crack a smile with these pounds upon my shoulders like I'm lifting weights. Hookups with my peoples at that stool round 8, yeah. Beats get cracked like fist to a face. At face value, I'm that motherfucker. Hold it down effortlessly. Ask them who done brung the ruckus. I spit a couple balls to see how much they worth. I run my face into the ground just so I can feel that dirt. Ain't nobody gave nobody credit while they sleeping. Maybe I ain't done enough, guess they don't feel me creeping. I've been laying low, setting goals. Watch me top of those dominoes. Never stepping foot on solid ground or river dirt. Doing you for you no matter what you choosing. Thirsty. Moving through this bitter juice that got these people hurting. Looking through this bitter news to every silver lining. All about that taco truck, fuck fine dining. Y'all ain't really from round here, nah. Y'all ain't really from round here. We here to make this music, gain this profit, don't really talk about it till the figures get figured and we getting them up. And y'all ain't really from round here, nah. Y'all ain't really from round here. We here to make this music, gain this profit, don't really talk about it till the figures get figured and we getting them up.
Did it ever occur to you? Why do the things I do? Why do I drink my brew, smoke my weed and hang with the crew? It's because all you do is fight and whine like you too. We need the separation, our hatred has only grown. I mean, really think about it, I don't really see myself in a relationship unhealthy. I mean, I really doubt it. All I need is this music and my herbal solution. Here you come with some new shit. Talk about who this new bitch, liking up all your posts, giving me all that bullshit. Who the fuck are these hoes? Every day we go through this, so I catch myself leaving, storming out in the crib. Ain't even made it two blocks yet, and it come to pigs. I know this chick didn't call the fucking she did. So I been at the block, seen the homie hollow. He pulled up to the curb, then I jumped in, hit the gas, we bumped out. Fuck, we blocked in. Hollow visions of kings.